Blog Talk Radio.
Bourbon and Bars Lounge, a relaxing, grown, and sexy spot where the cigars are always fresh and the bars are always hot. A place where poets can come and blaze the stage, providing an ambiance for those who come to enjoy the bourbon and gar while listening to poetic bars. Let the saxophone smooth, sexy sound serenade the scene as your host, Paul Graham the Poet, brings to you an experience. This is presented by Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Sponsored by Raw Links LLC. So light up your favorite stick. Tell the bartender to pour your favorite drink and prepare yourself, because it's time for Smoke and Word.
What's good? This is Paul Graham, the Poet, and I want to welcome everybody to another installment of Smoke and Word, hosted by me, Paul Graham, the Poet, and presented by Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Also sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? For those of you that are listening, the dialing number is 319-527-6300 and press 1 to blaze the mic. And for this particular show, you know, I don't have any questions. I'm going to allow y'all to ask me something. Get to know Paul Graham. So we're gonna go ahead and kick this thing off with a with a little piece. And I like this piece. I like this piece. So this piece is called Forgive Me. Please don't cry. Allow me to wipe your tears and put that smile back on your face that you wear so well. The situation you have gone through with the man that was dumb enough to leave you was never your fault. In reality, I would have to say that the fault is all on me. How, you ask? Well, Queen, let me explain. I knew at the very moment when I saw you, I knew that you were supposed to be mine. Everything that I have ever wanted in a woman was standing right before me, and I said nothing. I did not speak, barely cracked a smile. I did everything I could not to even walk past you. I did absolutely nothing. Every day was a new opportunity to let you know that our souls were designed to be intertwined, that your every exhale was my inhale, because we shared life between us that you didn't even realize yet. But again, I said nothing. I sat back with an attitude, watching you give your heart to guys that didn't even notice the crown that rested upon your head. I was a shoulder for many of your tears. When the ones you thought was the one but turned out to be just like the last one, I still did nothing. It's my fault. It's my fault that you had to have the heartbreaking experiences, because I loved you from day one. I knew at the moment we met that no other man would ever be able to love you the way that I could love you. I should have told you in the beginning that your presence was granted to me by forces way beyond my understanding. But understand me when I say I apologize. For allowing you to waste your time on men that were never meant to be in your life, I apologize. For not being confident enough to let you know that who and what you prayed for is in me, I apologize. Tear that has fallen from your eyes because of my hesitation. My hesitation to tell you how I feel. So now that you know all of this, my only request is that I beg for you to forgive me. And that's that piece. So that's how we're going to start things off, and we're going to get these phone lines open. And let's see what kind of questions we got for Paul Cram. So area code 445.
Yo, what's up, Paul Cram? It's the Pearl and Negra. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. What's up, La Pearl and Negra? Yalla. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. I'm good. My spirits are high. That was a very powerful piece for a man that had nothing to do with her past. That takes a lot. That speaks volumes about his character. That was dope. That was really, really tight.
Thank you. Yeah. Man. So what kind of question do you have for me today?
All right, so let me think. I've been out the loop for a little bit because it is life. When did you decide to give yourself the name Paul Cram and use the acronym? I know why you did it, but when did you decide to do that?
January of 2004. I was in Shreveport, Louisiana, and there was this spot out there called Mind, Body, and Soul. It was on Juella. Shout out to Terry and a true sister who pretty much was like my backbones there. In Southern Poet. I'm sorry about that, bro. But everybody had cool names. Like, I went up there as Charles, you know, and everybody had cool names. You had True Sister, you had Papa Blue, Mocha Blue Blaze, you know, and it was dope. And I didn't understand what the names came from, so I was trying to give myself a name. And True Sister is the one who told me, like, it'll come. Like, you don't have to force nothing, it'll come. But my mother, you know, my mother called her and asked her about it. And I remember her getting mad at me because I woke her up and she hung up in my face. But then she called like 10 minutes later and she said Paul Cram. And when she explained what it meant, I was like, that's it.
Okay. So you didn't choose the name. Your mother chose it.
No, my mother. Yeah, my mother gave me my pen name.
Awesome. That's so awesome. Okay. Thank you for that. Awesome.
So now it's the time I wait. As soon as I heard your voice, I was waiting on this part. I know you got some beat.
I got a little something I was working on. It was about 2 days ago. I haven't really been writing much. I've been focused on other things, you know. But that doesn't mean I can't write. So. I did something.
All right. Well, the mic is most definitely yours.
Thank you. This is called Painting in the Rain. I have thick skin, but it doesn't mean I can't hurt. So if you want to pull me out from inside to uncover me from the guarded walls I'm behind, then look at me with the power to make me lose my thoughts of this world, allowing me to feel your thoughts so that I can always know what you need. Because my cover was blown long ago playing in the dark with them, leaving me with a stained and crippled heart, closed off and afraid of this world, unsure if I'll ever be in range of that frequency to shine again. But I removed myself from their ability to have the chance to choose anymore. And in spite of all of that, waiting to emerge lies a beautiful black butterfly dwelling within this cocoon, holding on to hope that real love is possible for her, tangible even. See, we enter these relationships with our eyes wide shut. And I say this because we see the toxic in them, knowing there's little freedom in their kiss and that our stars don't even align. But we lie to ourselves that the toxicity isn't there, even though you feel their fingerprints all over your soul, leaving you seeking and craving their moan, knowing your longing is nothing more than a convenience because the manipulation of your skin in their lovemaking, powerful. But then you gain some clarity of communication and understanding through their twisted ways. That love is an energetic connection which needs to be cared for and fueled from both sides of the bond, or it will slowly wither away and lose its brilliant beauty. And that continuing to deal with them, treating you as a convenience and trying to convince yourself that it's really love, it's like painting in the rain. And that's that piece.
Going into a relationship with eyes, you... I know our listeners have been there. I have been there. We've had conversations about me being there. Man, that's such a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Thank you.
It really is like I love when you spit because it allows me to drift away, and it's like it's almost like a movie being played, and I just sit back and enjoy the scenery. Like, I love your pen.
Oh, thank you. I love yours too, man. Wow.
So, won't you please let everybody know what you got going on with Poetry and Epiphany Universe so everybody can know how to get with you?
Absolutely. Okay, so every Wednesday night you can catch me in Divas Talk, co-hosting with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. And we don't have a topic right now, but there's always an open mic waiting for y'all, so y'all still come on through. And every Monday night, you can catch me co-hosting with King Atterbury, a.k.a. Sergio Atterbury in King and Queen's Quarters. And that's just bring what you got. Bring us what you got. That's every Monday night here. Back to you, Paul Cramp.
Dope. And y'all, those are some really, really dope shows, man. The vibes are just, like, you can have a rough day and everything going to be great. Like, you call one of them shows and everything just gets better, man. Like the sunshine at nighttime. It's nice. Love it.
Wow, love it. Thank you. That sounds like a piece. I gotta say one more thing. I anticipate. Mm-hmm. I get anxious when I know your show is coming up. I'll be sitting here like, yeah. It's just something about the vibe of this show. Your energy is amazing. It's always high, but it's also calming, and just the name of the show is always that sexy thing about it. Always. So I just had to throw that in there.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. Well, I'm going to personally escort you over to the Burbs and Bars Lounge. You know, everything's on me tonight. You know, it's going to be all good. So, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yes, that was the ultra amazing La Perla Negra. Powerful pen, man. I love her pen. Soothing spirit. She's just one of those. She's one of those people that when things are going hard for me, I know I can reach out. I know I can reach out, and things are just going. It's going to be all right, you know. So we're going to keep this party rolling right now. We have area code 334. Who we got
on
the
mic?
Baby,
it's Lisa Lips, baby. What's happening?
Uh-oh. Miss Lips, what's good? How you doing?
I'm good. Always look forward to the Bourbon and Bars Lounge. You got something good going on here, so I'm enjoying this.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Like, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if it wasn't for Van believing in me originally, man, I wouldn't be doing this. Like, after I did the other show, like, I was just done. But if it wasn't for Van, like, believing in me, yeah, Burbs and Bars wouldn't exist. So shout out to Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic.
He made a good choice. You handle it well.
Thank you. So, Miss Lips, I'm anticipating something. So what question do you have for Paul Cram?
Okay. If you could play any venue on Earth, where would you want to be?
The Apollo Theater.
Yeah, that's kind of our Mecca, huh?
The Apollo Theater has been a dream of mine to put my feet just on that stage since a little boy. I used to spend the night with my grandpa, and he'll make me work all day Saturday with him, cutting grass and stuff. But I'll spend the night, then go to church with him on Sunday. But that Saturday night, he'll let me stay up as late as I wanted to. And I always stayed up until 1 o'clock in the morning, because at midnight, the showtime at the Apollo came on. And I got to sit back and watch that. And I've watched some amazing people on that stage. And this is before I even had a love for poetry. It was just something about that place. It was just mesmerizing. So as soon as I started getting into poetry for real and really found a love for it, that I've always told people, like, my goal in life is to place my feet on the places where great men and great women have placed their feet, at the Apollo Theater.
Yeah, there have been a lot of greats to come out of that place.
A lot, man. It's just, that'll be great. So that'll be definitely the place I would love to spit. And I would want to do it in front of Epiphany. I would want all of Epiphany there.
I was about to say, yeah, I want to be front and center for that.
Oh, man, that'll be dope. That's a great question. That's a great question.
But you already know that I'm a fan. So, you know, I would be like the chick they used to always show in the audience when Elvis be on TV that was in the front just mesmerized. That's how I'd be.
Oh, man. I appreciate that, Miss Lips. You know, it really makes me, it puts a smile on my face, and I truly appreciate that, baby.
Absolutely.
So I know you got some fire for us tonight, right?
Yeah, I haven't been writing a lot lately, but I wrote this piece recently. So it's called Eternity.
Okay. Well, the mic is most definitely yours.
Okay. I've never been lucky in love. Too many have plundered me like pirates' treasure, only to take from my riches and walk away, leaving me empty. So this time, I'm holding my heart within darkened vault, padlocked and keyed, so that my true king will need to find the right combination to reach my lockbox and gain the keys to this heart. Because for him, the wealth of treasure I hold has never been seen. For him, unbridled passions will flow from my center, and his steadfast loving care for me will set free wellsprings of desires I've held back on for so long. I want him to turn my latent wanting into full abandon within the safety of his arms as I allow him to love me fully, own me, write his name in DNA across the walls of my palace, paint vistas of sensuous sapiosexual satiation down through my valleys and across my mountainous plains, brand me as his and his alone. For in him I can find my home, and I will be his greatest asset, and together we can find eternity. I'm Liz, and you've just been serviced.
Eternity, for the first time, sounds like a place I want to go. Eternity always felt too long. But that was beautiful. That's definitely mind blowing.
Yeah, with the right person, eternity is not even long enough.
You know what? I love the way you said that. Because with the wrong person, eternity is an hour.
With the wrong person, 5 minutes is eternity.
Oh, beautiful piece, beautiful piece. And I thank you for coming and sharing with us. So why don't you let everyone know what Miss Lips got going in this Poetry Universe and Epiphany world of ours.
Absolutely. This Friday is my week to shine a little bit in the inkwell. It's on 9 o'clock Eastern on Epiphany Radio. And we want to know what moves your pen. Bring us your ink and explain to us just what made you write that. That's here in Epiphany. Back to you.
Dope. Yeah, I've been to this show a couple times, man. Yes, another show filled with nothing but vibes, man. Beautiful atmosphere. So I'm getting ready to take you over. You can join La Pearl and Egg Rock. I'm sure she already know what you're drinking. She's making sure the bartender getting everything right for you. So you can
yeah, my
diva
got things handled, I know.
Oh, yeah, you already know it, man. She on top of it. She's definitely on top mm-hmm. of it. Well, I appreciate you coming through, and until we meet again, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was Lisa Lips. I call her Miss Lips. That's my little thing. All right, so we about to take a little music break real quick. You know, with some October London, Do What You Do. Thank you. part, everybody. My phone was on mute. I apologize. But 615, your mic is hot. Who do we have on the line?
Some call me the maestro. Some call me the Dr. Dre of poetry. This is C-34 Music in Stereo.
Oh, C-double. Yeah, I call him the Dre. He is the Dr. Dre of this poetry thing, man. He will turn a great piece into a number one selling single. How you doing today, C-Dub?
I'm fine. I'm just noticing that La Perla Negra and Lisa Lips, they're like poetry Viagra. Yeah.
You know what? I totally understand.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're to the point where I might become Jamal Bryant and want sex and weed.
You know, it's not a bad combination. It's done properly.
What's up with you, my brother?
Oh, nothing, man. I'm doing something that I have learned to do, and that's just enjoy life, man. And I feel so good about it.
Yeah, I understand that 100%. So, I guess I'm supposed to ask you a question, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know my questions are usually kind of wild, so I hope you're ready for this one. When we collabed on this piece called Feed Me, did you channel your inner Victor Newman when you were reciting that? It was like, feed me, Nikki. Jack Abbott, I will crush you.
You know what? I'm gonna be straight up with you. When I recorded that piece to send to you, I was in a different mindset. Like I wanted to do everything I could because the piece deserved it. Like I didn't want to just get on there and especially with you. You know, with you, I couldn't just send you just any old thing. I had to really just dig deep to really just give you Feed Me the way it's supposed to be given. But Victor Newman, no.
Yeah. Yeah, you see.
He's the man, bro.
A lot of y'all been taking all these baritone bass voices away from me. All I'm left with is James Earl Jones and Lawrence Fishburne. Y'all messing me up now. Look. I got Just J being Billy Dee Williams. I got Timothy Whispers being Barry White. I'm like, and you with the Victor Newman. I'm like, come on, y'all. Leave me something.
Oh, man. Man. Boom. C-double.
Yeah.
I know you're getting ready to blaze this mic, right?
Well, I hope I am. I'm going to try my best.
Oh, I have no doubt. Well, without further ado, C-double, the mic.
This piece is called Right On. Right on, baby, right on, right on, right on, right on. The truth and transparency doesn't come out my mouth that easily. Things needing to be said goes well against my character of decency. I'm not hurting anyone's feelings. I shut down from society and avoid arguing because someone loses. So many people want to assume that I'm a like-minded believer, going on emotional diatribes without being logical in what's colossal and impossible, triggered to anxiety thinking that we are all in symmetry, scared of political influencing me, living in my history, that was taught by systems of wickedness with emphasis. Let me pick up my pen in the back of this pickup truck and go intimately ridiculous with the written word and purposely offend you all. That feels like I'm with you all, y'all. Let me throw this up like vomit as I turn up the volume without apologies as I turn up this bottle. Getting drunk from knocking down every obstacle, exposing false prophets and apostles that are shot. I called them out. And all the race baiters acting like waiters at heads of tables, but never have been in an enslaved nation. I address the men in dresses, emasculated and desensitized by pagans, celebrating holidays created by feminists and abominations who taste the rainbow of people and relationships I don't support because I'm a straight man. So why would I change to make you feel appreciated if I refuse to be your power bottom in the power station? Some like it hot that they're renamed. Take that. So I write from observations and experiences through the late night stages as rapid eye movements escapes me through every minute time erases in every line and space filled out the final frontier, making my statement accepting that members of the matrix in majority may hate this. Some would say this is opinionated and my truth, telling me to beat it like Michael finding what's defined with a fine tooth comb, what my writing reveals in the fine print. If I let my yes be yes, my no be no, and die empty, I'm finally fine with it. Right on, baby. Right on. That's that piece.
CW, you are the man. Like that piece, I'm 100% sure you stepped on some toes. But at the same time, some things just has to be said. Like, I love that piece.
Right on. I mean, I was influenced by a song by Bill Cosby doing Barry White singing Yes, Yes, Yes.
You made me laugh a little bit when you said, if I refuse to be your power bottle, I said, all right now.
You ready, Mace?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, but I have a problem, man, with that. You have a label named Bad Boy. You're supposed to sound like masculine, Bad Boy. He comes up,
Bad Boy.
I'm like, come on, man. Come on. Grab your balls if you love your
body. That young man going through a different set of issues right now, so he got a lot more to worry about than his boy. That man looking at some time. But
yes, indeed.
Yeah, so if you got anything going on, would you let everybody know?
It's Dexter's Lab. I make music. I body what your works are. Y'all know how to hit me up. Or like I told him on the last show that I was on with him, I'm Liam Neeson. I will find you, and I will record you.
And he is not joking. You'll sit there, have your nice little time, and the next thing you'll know, you'll get your name tagged in something, a post, and you hear yourself behind something dope. Like, so the man is phenomenal. So I call him the Dr. Dre of this poetry thing. But C Double, You know that, yes. that Bourbon and Bars Lounge. That Bourbon and Bars Lounge is looking for you. La Perla Negra and Lisa Lips are definitely over there having themselves a great time.
So
I'm gonna get you to go ahead and oh yes, sir. You go enjoy yourself and let them know about how they are Poetic Viagra. Let's see where it goes.
Well, in the words of Boys to Men, it's so hard. That's it. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Man, that is C Double, man. You can catch him on Facebook. He will put some music behind your pieces, man. Dope guy, dope guy. This next poet I'm getting ready to call up, his number looks a little familiar to me. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him up right now. I think this is who I think this is. Area code 515, you on the air.
Hey, this is PT. Good, I'm 26 today. Don't know if I heard a happy birthday from you.
Happy, you know what, I am out of line. The happiest of birthdays, TT. Oh, man, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
That's what's up. So you got a question for Paul Cram today?
I do have a question. Since it's my birthday, can I do two poems?
You know what?
You can say no.
Why not? I'll let you rock out, too. No, I'm going to let you rock out, too. Happy birthday. I got you.
All right. That is my only question for you today. Poems are going to be a bit angrier because it's how I get out my anger, so.
Understandable. It's a safe space. All right, sweetheart. The mic is yours.
Start off with, this one doesn't have a title, but I'll just get into it. And if I ever get touched again, just know I'm ready for prison. So I'm so tired of never being defended. I endured so many years of abuse. As I got older, I fought back regardless of how it's going to win or lose. I've been through some things I won't talk about. And judgment been passed around, no doubt. I laugh at crazy shit like when I told my ex I liked being choked. They took that line a little too seriously. I thought I was going to die a handful of times, all because they decided they were going to do a couple lines. That's what I used to think and tell myself. Then I blamed their poor mental health. I thought they loved me, not going to lie. That's why I got choked while I was driving, and they looked at me and told me they didn't care if I died. You think I learned my lesson. It's honestly embarrassing and depressing. You weren't the first, and I've become so numb to all the memories. I couldn't tell you which one was the worst. First. I remember things so distantly, the hands around my throat, the handprints, how they squeezed as I gasped for air. I remember all the times when people would just stand there. I remember the guns that have been pointed at my head. I remember my thoughts I was thinking as I prepared for my life to end. So many times in my life, I thought I was going to die. I even tried a couple times. I never thought I'd be alive to see 25. My edges are rough, and my path wasn't easy. But I did more than survive. I've thrived, mentally disciplined, and easily triggered. Sure, it's a hell of a mixture. You can see my PTSD blend with my bipolar disorder. But this isn't the end. That's it for the first one.
You know what? So I want to say... This is one of the pieces you this is one of the pieces you did at Lefty's?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I remember it. And it was just as powerful now as it was then. Like it's amazing, and I love the fact that you have decided to express your anger through your pen, because there's a lot of different ways where we all can express our anger in not such a positive way, but the fact that you make a self-conscious decision and decide to let your ink bleed instead of other people, man, like, I'm really, really proud of you, TT.
come a long way. I didn't used to handle my anger so well, and sometimes I still don't. But it's an attempt. And this next one is...
Yeah, it's growth.
This next one's kind of a jab at my mom. So if you've heard my poetry, a lot of it's to deal with childhood trauma. And I had a really shitty mom. And she did some outrageous shit I didn't think was going to happen. It kind of triggered me yesterday, so I'm going to have to definitely put that pen to paper. But this woman somehow found out where I live, whether somebody gave it to her, she paid the price online. But she made it very known the day before my birthday that she know where I stay, and that was, like, something big I stand on. So this is another one you've heard before, but it's how I talk to her because I refuse to talk to her. And it's called Dear Mama.
All right.
You love
the mic.
Sorry. You love playing victim, and you know what, Mama? That's okay, because I don't mind being the villain. You say I'm a bad daughter because I left you, but you ain't never told them what you put me through, how much it really took me to stand on my own 2 feet and to tell you to go fuck yourself. You ain't tell them what you did to both my physical and mental health. You've only ever cared about yourself. I feel like I've been crying to you for years. I probably doubled your body weight in tears. I can't forgive you because I remember all those rooms lacking your presence, the courtrooms, the hospital rooms and the funeral homes. They didn't matter to you because they didn't involve drugs, money, or sex. Or maybe it's just me and my existence that don't matter to you. Either way, you have no chances left. I don't understand how you plan to have me but not actually take care of me. You never once came to my defense. Half the shit I write about these days involves you because I'm bitter for having to do it all by myself. I'm mad as fuck I'm a planned pregnancy, but you'd rather be put up with a child molester than your own damn daughter. I made my own wealth, and I take active care of both my mental and physical health. I faced so many fears over these years. I did it, Mama. Tears running down my face, all alone, scared, tired, and hungry, but I did it, Mama. You're not here to see it, because you don't deserve to be around such glory. You're the monster in a horror story. I remember all the times I almost died. Can't tell you how many times you've been the reason I cried. But one thing consistent about you, you always gonna lie. I better not dare express my feelings, because then you're going to start to cause a scene and cry. You never made any space safe. You're real good at playing the victim and making everyone else a villain. And then to reel me back in time and time again, you hit me with your favorite lines. All I can do is better next time, if you let me. I can't change what's already happened, baby. Oh, how I hate apologies. I despise the words, I'm sorry. Those words were like a curse, because somehow you always threw me one word. I didn't even say goodbye this last time, so I don't want to hear your famous line. I've blocked your number. We won't speak again before your eternal slumber. By all means, you can send some money if you're feeling guilty, because I only get down like this with you. I worked my ass off for all of mine. I earned each and every single dime, and I know you'll never be able to repeat that line. You gave birth to a beast. It's crazy. You know me the least.
I want to say something to you, man. Like, again, I'm proud of you. And this is coming from actually watching you on Facebook, like, go through the motions on that book. Go that little blue app. Had your little ass in a chokehold for a little while, man. Like, and I watched you go through the blues. And that very first time you reached out and said anything about poetry, like, that was it. I hit my niece up. I questioned her. Hey, tell me about her. Blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. Because I knew I was going to invest time into you. And I love the fact that you're able to express yourself the way you express yourself, because that's a hard subject. Like, that's a hard subject for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people don't want to admit that a lot of their childhood trauma comes from a parent, you know. But I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your growth. I can actually see your growth, and I'm really, really proud of the young lady that you're becoming.
Thank you.
Well, you're 26, so it's okay for you to go into the Bourbon and Bars Lounge. There's a couple people there who will make sure you're going to be okay. Trust me, you're going in on my name, so it's all good. But I'm going to play a little song for you on your way while you're going to the Bourbon and Bars Lounge. I'm looking for it right now. All righty. So I'm going to go ahead and let you, I'm going to escort you to the Bourbon and Bars Lounge to this song, baby. One love, one mic. Happy birthday once again, TT. Everybody, that was TT. You can find her on Facebook on Taylor Janae. And just to speak on something real quick, man, mental health is something extremely, extremely serious. And if you find an outlet like poetry, singing, dancing, anything artistic, any way that you can find to get that weight off your shoulder, get that weight off your shoulder. You know, poetry saved my life. And your stories may save the lives of others. Put that pen in your hand. We going to go to another caller. I know the area code. It makes me feel good. I look at the area code and I get hungry, man. You have no idea how bad I want some crawfish and some gumbo and everything else from there. So area code 504, who we got on the mic?
Yo, what's up, Paul, bro? It's Denario, repping that boot, baby.
What's good? What's up, good, man? Oh, I'm chilling, fam. Actually, if y'all hear cars, I apologize. I'm actually outside on my porch getting ready to, I got this deep fryer going, get ready to fry chicken. man, how you been, man?
We live home. You're trying to relive home, huh? I see.
Man, I got to. You know, we'll barbecue at midnight.
You know it. I'm doing good, right? You know, to hear you in good spirits, man.
I appreciate that, bro. It feels good to be in good spirits, man, for people like you and J-Rod, Van, the Pearl in there, man. Y'all just... Man, like, yeah, I love y'all for that, bro. Y'all know how to keep my spirits up. I love y'all.
Oh, yeah, look out for family, right?
Got to. So, for tonight, it's a Ask Me Anything. So what kind of question you got for me?
Well, you know, I'm going to ask you because, you know, you've been in these poetry streets and, you know, I don't want to throw no salt on nobody, but I feel like the people need to know. Not your signature piece, but what's the hardest piece you have to spit in your book right now?
So when you say hard as you, what you mean, like, as far as, like, emotional? Like, it's hard to get through the piece? Or...
Yeah.
It'll probably be this piece called Transition to Being Me.
Mm.
With that piece, it's, if I'm spitting that piece, I could be in well spirits, I'm good, I'm everything, but... As soon as I start spitting that piece, like all the emotions that I felt when I wrote that piece, I feel those same emotions the exact same way every single time I spit that piece. And it's a hard piece to really just get through without exposing that part of me, I guess. You know, when I first started spitting that piece, it was hard for me to get through that whole piece without tears, man, because I lived what I wrote. So, yeah, that it'll have to be transitioned to being me, definitely.
All right, all right. I mean, and respect. I totally understand that. I think we all have those pieces where we actually, in the title itself, had to transition to being us. So...
Yeah. Man, that was a great question. That's, ooh wee. I'm sitting there thinking about the piece now. My chest starting to hurt. Damn. All right, man. So I know you brought something for us tonight, though.
Well, and I mean, what I'm gonna do is, I didn't know where you were gonna go with your answer, but I have a piece that is hard hitting for me, that is, you know, touching home for me as well, such as that, and I'm going to do that one for you. It's called Please Leave.
All right, no doubt. The mic is...
Please leave. Now a second grader being kicked out of the home, so he went to the only place he knew, sitting at a desk in his brother's kindergarten classroom. Mother lying to hide the truth so the police wouldn't listen to the youth. And she wonders why his informative years were filled with more lies and aqueducts of tears. Please, leave. And so they did. He took his kids. She became distant, living for work in that next fix, not caring that she had a kid. Please, leave. He slept with his demons. No parental protection provided positive and peace. He prayed for his guardian angel to watch over him, to give him good dreams where his family loved him, where hugs were mugs filled with affections, filling affirmations, allowing him to be a child for only one day. Please leave. Tears became the bars of his juvenile detention center. Shame was the COs that kept him as a singular inmate under control. There was no parole, just a solitary confinement of adolescence. His sentence was home imprisonment. His hard times were schools where he was self-taught to make simple dishes. The caged bird was drowned out by the consistent of a simple request to please leave, to escape by any means, being raised by a motherless world where daily trips were visited by the two demons trying to convince the innocent that the world would be better if he was removed from it. He don't know why tonight he revealed these scars, wanted to relive those memories. Actually, he do. Because there are days when he looks into the eyes, looking back, and in the recess of his mind, he is still filled with that soft, innocent voice crying, pleading for me to please leave. Please.
Oh. Excuse me. That was amazing. That was simply... amazing. Whoa, you did. You touched the cat's soul with that one, bro.
Hey, like we talked about, you know, I just, people need to know their journey. Though it may seem singular, though it may seem independent, there are people out there living the life that you're living. You know, so we connect in some shape, form, or fashion.
Man, bro. When the show over, I need you to hit me up. I wanna really sit back and have a conversation with you about that piece.
Yes, sir. I got you, bro.
No doubt. So, man, if you got anything going on you want everybody to know, man, hit them up. Let them know.
Let's see. We got May 18th, we're going to be in Birmingham, Alabama, doing our thing. It's going to be a dichotomy of individuals reading filthy poetry and some beautifully dope things as well. So come out and check us out in Birmingham, Alabama. The flyer is posted on my Instagram at Denario. Central Saturdays, ATL, Georgia, every fifth Saturday in the year. Come out, check it out. Mr. Walking Erotica, Miss Jay Simone. We rocking out with our end. Every Sunday you catch us on Clubhouse. You know, the drip is dripping, Honey Drippers Poetry Lounge. Come through. Thank you, brother.
No doubt, no doubt. Ooh, man, we gonna definitely have to run it, because that just, I say, that got me emotional, fam. All right. Why is all of my audio stuff is gone? I'm going to need La Perla Negra, if she on here, to jump in the studio real quick and see if she can see anything. All right, never mind. There we go. We're back good. All right. All right, brother, so I'm going to go ahead and get you to go to the Bourbon and Bars Lounge, man. And while you on your way there, I'm going to click over and pay a couple bills real quick. And we'll go from there and get these mics back open. All right, brother, one love, one mic. All right, so I'm about to get ready to, got to go pay a couple bills really quick. And then when I come back, we're going to get some more things going with this poetry and these questions for Paul Cranham.
Hey, 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 what it do, what it do, what it do. This is your boy For Real, the Poet Beggar.
This is Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm.
This is Essentially Johnny, and you are listening to In the Spotlight. And
open mic, a virtual open mic space with a physical open mic vibe. Welcome to
Me Tiffany,
the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio. Ha, what it do, everybody?
This is Tiffany Radio.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Big Buck, the Rhymes Live and Direct.
The For Real Entertainment Network. Your poetry outlet.
Hello?
213?
Hi, how are you? This is Candy Baby.
I'm fine. And just... Oh, wow. Wow. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. This is a good night. Everything's feeling good. The poetry has been hot. You know, the question's been, nobody killed me yet, so I'm good. So it's been a fun night.
It has. It's been a very interesting show and some really good poetry. I love hearing La Perla Negra's beautiful voice, so I was happy I caught her when I got on here. Let me close my door because my short people are gossiping on the phone right now, and they're pretty loud. I have to ask you a question, right?
Yes, I'm prepared.
It could be a question about anything.
Anything.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to ask that one. I'm usually pretty good at questions because I interview people a lot. Dun, 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 dun. And I had one prepared and lost it. Okay, here we go. What muse has prompted your most erotic poem? Tell some of your business.
You said what muse has prompted?
Yes. Your most erotic poem.
My most erotic poem. Okay. That will probably have to be probably Feed Me. And Feed Me was actually inspired, not dropping names, but it was actually inspired from my imagination and a poet.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's spicy. Okay. I like that.
And I know you was going to come with that question. It would have been like that.
Because I like to stir the pot. That's why. Is that my only question?
You got another one? You can get another one.
I can get another one? Okay. A follow-up question to that. Have you ever been able to fulfill that fantasy or your fantasy, because it was a part of your imagination and it's a fantasy, that's a double question. Have you ever been able to fulfill that fantasy?
Not yet.
Would you like to?
Yes.
Have you attempted to pursue it?
I think you asked your questions.
I'm trying to get you on your ducky. Okay, all right. I'm done. I'll do my little poem.
You an interviewer for real.
I am. I like to get the juice. Investigative journalism. Okay, I don't have a poem prepared because I've been doing the Grand Griot competition in its finals right now, so I haven't been doing much of my own free writing. So what I'm going to ask you to do is give me a word, and I'm going to look through my docs and notes and see what comes up. I don't want to do anything sad or political, though. So
you said you don't want to do anything political or...
are sad. So give me a word that wouldn't fall into, you know, that genre, and I'll be happy.
Let's see. Overstimulated.
Okay, I got a short story there. Overstimulated. That's a short story. And we're not doing short stories. And I'm taking up a lot of time, like, in perfect Candy Baby fashion. Okay, nothing for I don't have any poems for overstimulated. I have a short story, that's it. So give me another word.
Phenomenal.
This one is kind of sad. Okay, me and your words not getting along today. I'm going to do an erotic piece, okay?
All right, let's get it.
All right. Special girlfriend, spend the night, play pretend, some pillow fights, conversations after dark, stories how he doesn't treat you right. Now listen intently as you talk, just know
I'm undressing you with my eyes. And take another sip of this wine. Relax. Let me hold your back. My hands feel good. A special touch a woman provides. Let me take my tongue and lick the tiny hairs up your spine. I see your eyes rolling, your head spinning. It feels good. Softly, I caress each breath, taking special attention to your nipples, so succulent like Hershey's kisses. My mouth is warm. It's warm. And I love the way your body shakes. Seducing beautiful women is my specialty. Soft moans as your mouth forms and oh, look in the mirror, you're beautiful. Let my fingers take control. Find their way to your warm, watered fortress, glistening my fingertips. Now taste. Let me rub my tongue across your clit, throbbing. I need a favor. Sit on my face. Do Kegels on my tongue and wet my face. Now release. Hips gyrate, let me suffocate. Kill me with your juices. All the attention from the tension he missed. Release. I'm sucking until you can't take it. Be still. Enjoy the ride. Grind and taking breaks for me to kiss your thighs. I hear your whispers. You're welcome for a trip to ecstasy. Now release. Your body relinquishes the pain he caused. He doesn't appreciate the woman you are. Slow dance on my tongue and release your worries for the moment. Released as you do Kegels on my tongue. My special friend, Candy Baby, in peace.
Damn!
Did you say on more than one occasion, do Kegels on your tongue?
Yes. Yes, do Kegels on my tongue.
You know
tongue.
What? I want to know what that feels like. I want to know what that feel like. I want to them to create some form of apparatus where all I could do is just sit down in a chair and she just. I want to know what that's like. Wow.
It feels pretty good. It does. I'll tell you.
I bet. I bet it do. Damn it, you put a different little wrinkle on my brain. That imagination of mine is something serious. Oh. Oh.
Well,
that's all
thank
I can
you.
Say. Is, oh.
I love provoking thought,
oh,
you
man.
Know? So. You got to do
man,
your
that
Dougie.
Was, that was definitely. Ooh, shit. Yep. See, you just added something else to the whole fantasy. Now it's like, hey, you're going to have to try something. I'm going to need you to try something right quick. Man.
Well, thank you for
Candy,
having
baby,
me.
Why don't you tell everybody?
I'll tell everybody.
Like, you got anything going on? Yes. I'm going to find you and stuff.
Okay. Right now I curate a space called Pretty Girls Poet on Clubhouse on May 11th. We will be featuring Artie Fox, so check us out on Clubhouse. I only do features once a month, every second Saturday at 2:30 Pacific Standard Time, 4:30 Central Standard Time, and 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So pull up May 11th and have a good time with us. It'll be a vibe, I promise. Oh,
no doubt, no doubt, man. Y'all make sure y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, word?
Yeah,
oh,
I do. I have one in a Five Deadly Disciplines with Akilah Lee.
On May 14th, I have a feature on Clubhouse. So check me out.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, I'm going to escort you to the Bourbons and Bars Lounge because we got to continue this conversation about the tongue and the Kegels. And, we got to definitely continue this talk. So I'm going to get ready to escort you to the Bourbon and Bars Lounge. And while we're doing that, we're going to listen to some smooth sounds of John B. and Tupac with the song Still Down. All right, Candy Baby, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Peace.
John B. Bring it on now. Let them feel it where you come from.
Still there for me, baby, are you still there? Still there for me, baby, are you still there?
feel down for me?
That was John B. and Tupac, Are You Still Down, man. I remember my mama used to play that, along with a bunch of other little R&B tracks on Saturday. And I knew if I step out that room, she going to make me clean up something. So it was just one of them things you just know. All right, so I'm going to hold off before I speak because I see a number that I recognize, and I want to get this brother up here. Everybody, please welcome my brother, Mr. Lewis Speaks.
What's up, my boy? What's good with you, my boy?
What's good, man? What's good? Tomorrow today, huh? The lunch.
Man, hey, man, you excited like I'm excited, brother.
Man, I'm excited. I am truly, truly excited, man, to be a part of that. Man, if you know a little bit about it, would you speak on it a little bit before you get to your question? Let everybody know why we so excited right now.
Hey, me and my brother, Paul Graham, the poet, we are so excited because we are two writers in this new magazine, Pulse Poetry Magazine. It's a digital magazine coming out. The launch is tomorrow. I'm excited. Man, did you see your pictures for your two pieces? Did you see yours?
Yes, I saw. They were so dope.
I know, right? Man, so I'm just excited. I'm excited about being a part of something of this poetry community, man, just really showcasing some of the most dopest poets. You might know some of them, and some of them you're going to be introduced to for the first time. So, hey, check it out. It's going to be great. You know, this is just the first of many, and the best is yet to come. And I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Hey, no doubt, no doubt. Big shout out to Pulse Poetry Magazine, man. Just remember that name. They're getting ready to blow. So, Mr. Lewis, tonight, everybody asking Paul Cram some questions, and Candy Baby came in here and just wrecked my whole brain with that question. No. But what kind of question
Candy
you
Baby
got for me tonight?
Candy Baby got all up in your business, but, you know, I'm going to be cool, bro.
Ooh,
I'm going to be cool.
You got in my business.
Look here, man. That's a long, hard day, man. A stressful day. What's one of your guilty pleasures that just make your day all the more better? Name three.
I'm going to be, my cigars. My cigars. And it's for various reasons. It's, well, the main reason, nobody else in my home can deal with the way they smell. So I know I'm going to be by myself for at least 30 minutes. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy a real good stick. So it'll definitely be my cigars, man. And, yeah, definitely my cigars.
Okay, that's one. What's another?
Weed. I'm definitely pro cannabis. People who know me, they totally have to understand that part. But yeah, I have a fascination with herb, and will definitely sit back with 7 grams to me and just go sit in the open field with my pen and my notebook and my grass, Brandon, and just drift away.
For those of y'all who don't know, my boy, his nickname is Phillip 66, Valero, Shell, Chevron, otherwise known as that gas. Okay.
Not that gas.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a good question, man. That's definitely a dope question. But now it's the time that Mr. Lewis speaks. Get ready to speak.
And I led you into that question,
so I know,
sir, for one reason only. I have a piece.
And that reason?
About that second.
Uh-huh.
I have a about that second guilty pleasure that you spoke about. And the name of this piece is called MJ.
All right. The mic is yours. That's
can
my fault. I muted the wrong mic. I'm sorry. I need to mute mine. The mic is
yours. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This piece is called MJ. Allow your mind to be my canvas as I paint these words on it. Hello, my name is MJ. No, not the guy from North Carolina, standing at 6'6", who stole the ball from Karl Malone, only to hit the game winner against Brian Russell in the Utah Jazz in the 98 finals in game 6. I go by a plethora of other names, like Kush, Lyle, Za. And just like Jordan in the clutch after a long, hard day of listening to haters hate, and folks, you can't be on your worst day. Attempt to take that slick. I, too, been called your airness because I've been known to exhale those that takes them to the highest heights. So break me down like Mike did when he got his opponents on the block. Light that backwood loaded with me. Inhale my aroma deep in your chest as you fade away. Enjoy the coolest of nights. My name is MJ, short for Mary Jane. I've been known to take the wildest of men and women and calm them down from the mere mention of my name. Yes, I am from the streets. Excuse me. Yes, I am for the streets, especially if you knew how many times I would be from house to house rolled up in a different set of white sheets. Yes, I am good. Yes, I'm the best. That feeling ain't love that's beating in your chest. Indeed, that's some of the side effects of dealing with me. You claim that you want me all to yourself, but that will never be, because I'm not here forever. But while I'm in your possession, wrap me in that brown coat and come fly with me. Check out this triangle offense, a zip of purple haze, two backwoods, and a lighter. Give me a 48-minute session, and I will be good for the rest of the day. I am the GOAT. I am the champ. Although this is just an analogy, the two of us are one and the same. I always come through in big pressure moments. My name is MJ. I am Mr. Lewis Speaks. And you've just been spoken to. That's that piece.
Man. So I'm about to upset every smoker that's a real smoker. And, you know, I apologize. I can't roll a backwood if it meant my mama's life depended on it.
Oh, bro.
And people that can roll backwoods, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel the same way about my Android, like people with their iPhones. I feel like people who can roll backwoods, all they doing is showing off. Like, you want somebody to say, look at me, because it's impressive how someone can take 3.5 grams and roll that like it's nothing. No, I can't do that.
Yeah,
man.
Man,
that was
crazy.
A great, great piece. I love pieces about cannabis.
But it's crazy how I wrote this piece because I hear about these kids blowing gas all day. If it ain't basketball, it's gas, and so I decided to fuse the two.
And it worked, like, perfectly. Like, it worked perfectly. I tried to write an actual cannabis piece, man, using MJ, but I was using Mary Jane, but it also had, like, a Spider-Man feel to it. I'm going to send it to you, see what you think.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I just playing with some, man. The kids even asked me, they said, Coach, you smoke? I said, man, I'm 20 years reformed. But dealing with y'all, sometimes I be thinking about going back on my way, but I ain't going to do it, bro. I ain't going to do it.
And, you know, those who used to smoke and don't smoke no more, like, you know, I think that's pretty cool. You know, I know people who try to make others feel bad about that shit and vice versa.
But me personally, like, I honestly cannot tell you, and this is with whole heart, from the age of 19 to today, I don't think I've gone a complete 4 days without smoking.
I got kids that probably ain't gone a complete 4 hours without smoking.
That is crazy, but I loved it. Like, I still, to this day, I actually research and things of that nature. I'm real picky about where I get it. It's, you know, it's just, that's just me. I know it's not for everybody, and I don't recommend it for everybody, but I definitely recommend it for me and the safety of others around me.
Yeah, I definitely get it. I get it. Trust me, I get it.
All right, brother. So you got anything going as far as, like, with poetry and stuff, let people know where they can find you? Definitely going to have to hit you up after this.
And look, all I'm saying is tune in. Be looking for the Pulse Poetry Magazine. A launch is dropping tomorrow. You will always see me on Facebook doing reels. You'll see me under Mr. Lewis Speaks, or you'll see me under Patrick Lewis doing reels. I'm always doing something inspirational. I'm always giving you a life nugget, a life lesson. That's what I do. And just hit me up. You know, I'm out here doing some stuff out here, you know, trying to better these young people, trying to bring young people to poetry and, you know, show them, hey, it's a better way. And so that's what I'm doing, brother.
No doubt, man. Well, I appreciate you showing up here for the Smoking Word open mic. The doors to the Bourbon and Bars Lounge are most definitely open, and it is filled with some celebrity status poets. Everything's in the bars on me. Go have yourself a good time, man. And I'm going to get you in that cigar culture if you ain't already there. It's got some good sticks in there, too, man. I recommend it. Odyssey Suite. Go try it out.
Already there. I'm about to hit it up with a little Louis the 13th.
There we go. All right, my brother, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, my boy. It'll be later.
Later. That is the magnificent Mr. Lewis Speaks. You can definitely find him on Facebook doing his reels with poetry, man. Real deep, brother. Real cool, bro. So the next poet we getting ready to bring up right now to ask Paul Cram a question and to blaze this microphone is going to be area code 815, and we'll bring you up right after we listen to the smooth sounds of the classic I Know My Mama in the Front Room Cleaning Up song, Mace.
Thank you.
That was Maze featuring Frankie Beverly. We Are One. I'm pretty sure it has different memories for different people listening right now when that song comes on. I know for me it was definitely cleanup time. It was definitely time to stay out her way and let her do her thing. That was like my mom's, I don't know, like what poetry is for me. That's what cleaning up was for her. It was like her zen, or at least that's the way she made us feel in order not to kill us for messing it up in the first place. That's my mom. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get right back into these lines, and we're going to start with area code 815. 815, the mic is hot. What's good?
Happy Tuesday, Paul Kramer, Gina Storm. I'm good.
Happy Tuesday, Gina Storm. How you doing, baby? You say you good? I love it.
I want to thank your brother, Patrick Mr. Speaks Lewis, for reminding me to call in. I was late. For real. Like, he was like, what you doing? I was like, watching something terrible on TV. He was like, oh, really? I'm over at Paul Kramer's spot. I was like, I am horrible. Let me call in.
Oh, man, that's what's up. I appreciate it.
Yeah, oh, man. We
Gina Storm,
this.
Another
we
one of these. Oh, thank you. Gina Storm,
welcome.
You're another one of those people who just brightens my day. Like, I feel like you make life better for those around you. So I also want to just tell you thank you. I've told the Perla Negra before, her, but I want to tell you thank you as well. You know, for those dark moments I've had, and you was right there. Just, I had no idea how you could be so chipper about some things, but you're just, your spirit is so uplifting, and I love it so much.
Thank
I just want to thank you for being the positivity in people's lives, man.
I try. You know what I'm saying? I tell people this all the time. They think that I'm nice, and I'm not. I'm kind. Kindness is free. I give generously. I don't hold back. I can miss all day, every day. I can be kind all day, every day. But the difference between kindness and niceness isn't much, but it is very acute. Because sometimes, and this isn't for me, but sometimes people are, they're nice to you because they want something. I'm kind because I'm giving it away, even if I don't get it back.
That, you know, I never really thought about that being a difference until just now. You just educated me on something. That's real.
People
always
say,
oh, Gina,
you're so nice. No, dear. I am not nice. I am kind. Don't get it twisted.
All right, so Gina.
Oh, yeah.
So what question do you have for Paul Kramer today?
Okay. So I've been listening to Paul Kramer get these questions asked by, you know, the various poets, and I'm intrigued by what people think to ask. I didn't hear all the questions, so I didn't hear Lisa, I didn't hear C-34 Music, I didn't hear the Perla Negra, but everybody after that, Candy Baby, everybody after that. So what I'm going to have to ask is this, because I liked Patrick's question. He kind of stole mine, but I think even better than that, I think what I would like to know is, what is it, once you're gone, that you'd like to be remembered for? What legacy you leave behind?
That I survived.
I feel you.
That I survived.
I love that.
Like, I made it.
Absolutely, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, that's what I want. I wasn't supposed to. Like, according to people, I wasn't supposed to get to a certain age. I made it. I wasn't supposed to do this. I did it. Like, that's what I want people to know. I survived. When I wasn't supposed to, when I was counted out, I survived.
That's beautiful, because
great,
you know what?
Question.
A lot of times people don't even give enough credit for something like that. They think, well, you know, what's the big deal? It's just like we all get through it. Nah, some of us fight every day just to be here.
Every day.
And I get that. I understand that. When I was 27 and they diagnosed me with lupus, they told me I had to 30 to live. I told them they were a lie. I had a five-year-old who needed her mama. 24 years after I turned 30, I'm still here, so, yeah.
Look at that.
I also have survived. Look at
that.
Yes.
Oh, man, beautiful question. I like that. It made me think. I really, but yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I like what you, I liked your answer. I think it was a beautiful answer, so look at us.
So the amazing Gina Storm, what did you bring for us tonight?
Okay, so I'm not going to freestyle. I'm going to key style. And actually, I don't want to key style. I want to read it verbatim, but I know me. I might change a word here or there. This is the wonderful thing about poetry. National Poetry Month was so full of prompts. I wrote to a prompt, so this piece is to a prompt.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Next time, you will not do that. Thank you very much. I don't need to know. No, I'm sorry. I didn't need you to know who I was. Is the prompt. So here's the piece. Perhaps you're confused about who I am. Allow me to introduce myself. I've always been intentional, deliberate, honest, and consistent. The unstable and unreliable would lean on me heavily. There were more takers than givers, and they were draining me. It's often hard for me to even breathe deeply because I've been hurt to my core so many times before. But I didn't need you to know who I was. I'm sure you thought you'd give me an opinion if I were to have one. That's not fun. I didn't need you to know who I was. See, I've got me, and I stay solid. Your attacks never took my courage, never faltered. Plus, I wasn't shook. You would think that my armor had chinks. I'm human and imperfect. I'm not wrong for protecting myself or for loving me like everyone else. My doo-doo still stings. I don't have a special spot in life, and that's all right, but I get in where I fit in, exhausted from absorbing, not just observing, desperate for refreshment, having been used up consistently, and that mess had to stop. Nobody was filling my cup. I didn't need you to know who I was. I've forever bounced back. Stood up for myself, never felt worthless. Attempts to destroy me didn't take. I've kept it real and avoided the fake, remained true to myself and elevated to my current place. I didn't need you to know who I was. Just take that ever-present smile that's wide on my face. Now you know why. In peace.
I love it. I will forever bounce back. I love it. That was like a battle cry for me. I love it.
I thought you would enjoy
that.
That's what I predicted. Forever bounce back.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
care.
Like, it just
goes my way. If the wind blows me down, I'm going to get back up. If the rain washes me out, I'm going to get back up. If depression puts me in a chokehold, I'm going to fight back.
I'm fighting back. I'm going to bounce back. If at my lowest I couldn't destroy myself, I wouldn't let myself destroy me. I know I could bounce back from anything you do to me.
Okay. That's right. Okay. Ain't nobody going to get you like you do.
Ain't nobody going to get me like me.
No, for real, I'm telling you. It's a real thing, bro. Absolutely.
Oh, man. I love that. I thank you so much for coming through.
You're
with
welcome.
That piece. That was, man, that was, oh, that felt like, I just want to just, like, yeah, like, that's the way I feel.
Yes.
I feel rejuvenated.
I think that's what prompts
man.
Have been doing for me, because I used to wouldn't write the prompts. So I'm like, yeah, everybody going to be doing the same redundant thing because we all have the same prompt. You'd be surprised at how different everyone's pen was with that prompt. I wrote that prompt
yes.
Sunday. That was from Sunday. Sunday we had the living room over at Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse, and we had our interview with Barbara Traywick, a.k.a. Queen B. Queen B gave me the prompt, and I hope I did her justice.
Yeah, I will let her know flat out, yes, you did that prompt justice.
I appreciate you. Thank you for the co-sign. For real.
No. So won't you please tell everybody where they can find you and follow you and so they can get to know your pen the way I know your pen.
Sure, absolutely. When I'm not doing a freestyle, I'm doing a key style, you can always read memory, poetry, and six-word stories on my page, Gina Storm. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, IG, everywhere. You know, just if you're on social media, you're going to run into me. I'm Googleable. On Saturday night, however, at 8 Central, 9 Eastern, you can catch me and Just Jay at the Just Jay and Gina Show. And we're going to have spoken word tracks being played. Paul Cram, you know you're in our rotation because we're the PJs, we're Poem Jockeys. That's going to be Saturday night, Saturday afternoon at 1 Central, 2 Eastern. You can catch me in the kitchen, the Small House of Poetry, where we do speed round after speed round so that you can fill yourself up when you have a weekend full of poetry. On Sunday night, we'll be in the living room again. We don't have an interviewee on the comfy couch, so it will be you. Each poet that comes to the stage and to the mic gets a mini interview. They can tell us something about themselves and about their piece and let us know how much of a look we'd like to take into it. Because apparently people feel some type of way if they don't get feedback after they spit. I am one of those people that makes my heart happy when I read a piece, and like you said, and it does something for someone, and I get to find that out in real time. And then if you're up early on Monday morning, headed to work or school, by all means, catch the AM Drive at 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern, where we do the AM Drive, the Small House of Poetry, WSHOP AM Drive, is a morning show just like any other that you listen on your commute. The only difference is whether we do not spin records, we do spoken word speed round. We also have what's in your cup, where the hell are you calling from, and what's the weather like there. I do Black Facts 366 this year because the leap year of 365 every other year because we are black every day, not just in February. And then we have like a What Say You. We do a bunch of questions and answers. We get feedback, commentary from everyone on stage, and people leave lots of information in the chat if they have any questions or concerns, but they want to just sit in the family room and not come up. So with that being said, you can catch me Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the Small House of Poetry and Clubhouse, and Saturday night, you can catch me here at Epiphany. Same number, 319-527-6300, and press 1 to share. That's it, Paul Graham.
No doubt. Well, I'm going to have the pleasure of escorting you over to the Bourbon and Bars Lounge once again. I am so thrilled that you came through with that piece and set the stage on fire. At the end of this show, you said that. Yes, love you.
Love you back.
One
me
love,
Mary Jane
one mic.
Back there. I'm give me a seat, and I'm going to chill with Mary Jane, and I appreciate you. One love, one mic. You already know.
Oh man, that is the amazing Gina Storm, man. I've been a fan of hers for quite a long time. Oh man. So let's keep this thing going. We got a smooth little 10 minutes left and well excuse me 13 excuse 12 minutes left, and then I gotta hit that road and do a little drive in a little second. So area code, okay, so we got two of the same area code. So this is area code 445.
Another sit down.
Your mic is hot. Who are
you
on the line?
I had
with?
A little. We had a little.
Now time.
We had a little
long.
Right. We had a little area,
right.
But you didn't sit down for long.
No, you did.
So I had to learn how to sit the fuck down. 445.
Four,
you sit the fuck down. You know, different nurses. You know,
right. 445.
I had to learn.
All right. I'm gonna let them. You know, I'm gonna go back, and they might be going through a little something right now. Area code, another one, 445. Your mic is hot.
That's me again. Can you hear me?
Oh. I can hear you.
I came up as 445. The other 445, that was for real.
Oh, he got a lot going on, so I'm going to have to get back to Bob.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to pick with him. Wait till later.
Whatever going on, somebody better sit down like they was told. I
somebody
know that. It sounded serious.
Down.
It sounded
that's
like they meant
saying.
It.
Yes, that's what I was saying. They
somebody
better sit their ass down. He said, just sit down, man. Just sit down. Yes, yes. Yeah, I've been here. My car had dropped. And I was like, oh, hell no, not tonight, Blog Talk. I hurried up and dialed back in saying, while it was ringing, I was like, it better still be a show going on now. I'm trying to hear. It was on the. It was when Mr. Lewis Speaks was on. I was like, I want to hear something now. And I called right back in, and it came right back up. I'm like, all right, Block Talk gonna stop playing with me, dropping my call.
Yeah, that's when I made the post. I was like, yeah, you know, the show tonight, if Block Talk ain't being a, you know. But Block Talk did us well tonight. We had fun tonight, right?
Absolutely. I told you, I live for this show, man. This is one of my favorite shows. On Epiphany. Sorry, yes, for y'all, but it is. I'll be looking forward to this. I wish it was on more out of the month, but I'll take what I can get.
I appreciate that. Real quick, just to bring a few things up, yes, I will be here every last Tuesday of the month for a Smoking Word open mic. Presented by Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and as always, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? Y'all, please get at one of us, get at Arthur Larry Maddox for your Raw Links, man. Also, real quick, just to bring something else up, another brother of mine, Mojave, get your Rucks wear, man. Get your Rucks wear. I just sent him an idea for something that I want. So I can't wait till that gets started. That's going to be dope. Also, if you are looking for me or for any other type of poetry, matters of like that, I have a podcast that has just started called the Louisiana Lyricist Lounge. It's hosted by myself and Emuna J. And we're getting ready to have a whole lot of fun, you know. We have this next show. This next show is not, you know, not fun-based show. It's going to be more on a serious line. But we're still going to have poetry. We're still going to entertain ourselves and we're going to have a great time. La Perla Negra, I want to tell you again, thank you for everything. You have no idea the smile that I have on my face right now. It's just...
Aww.
Something about Epiphany that just makes me feel good. Something about you and Van and Mojave and J-Rob, man. Like, I love y'all. Miss VIP, like, the whole Epiphany as a whole, you know, y'all have absolutely no clue the amount of love, respect, and admiration I have for you all. And you have no clue how much value you have in my life. So I want to thank you. Thank you, Epiphany family. Thank the listeners for rocking out with me tonight. It was a great time. And we're going to end it on a nice little song, man. Let's hear Share My Life with Kim. One love, one mic, everybody. Love y'all.
One love, one
mic.
Be
easy.
Hey.
Hey.
My weakness, change my world, share my life, trust in me, you're all I want, everything I need, ooh baby, makes any difference. I give you all my heart, girl, my sunsets, anywhere you are. Maybe I'm a dreamer, you're still my queen, your love's like a river, girl, it's running right through me, share my life, share, hey girl, life. You can trust in me,
trust,
baby, everything I need, hey babe,
you're my dream and my joy, my heart belongs to you, girl, so I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you.
Here in my life, here in my soul.